blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint. We are in under duress right now as a country. We don't know it, perhaps, but we're probably already at war. Word is our troops are already being sent to Europe. And that's, you know, there are reports of that. It's not being posted in the mainstream media, but mainstream media is the last place you're going to find that. But anyway, more on that later. We are getting ready for probably an attack of some kind. I don't know if it's the attack that Henry Groover saw, where we are nuked, the West cities, the East cities, Chicago, Nevada, Las Vegas. I don't know if it's that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a false flag, but it's something big. We have Yom Teruah next week, and I wonder if something big, that's a day of announcements, announcing something new. I pray that something is announced on that day. The age of the release of this world by the satanic claws that have clenched it and held it in captivity since Adam. I want to give a word of encouragement that it doesn't matter how old you are, your physical condition, it doesn't matter. I know in the conferences I've been to, everybody there is 50 or older. Many canes. Many can't hear, but they're at the conference. I spoke with a speaker there who goes all over the country. He said, wherever I go, it's always the same people. They're older, they're dedicated, they're hungry, they're open-minded, they believe. They're just ready to have me speak it, whatever truth. Don't think that you're too old to be used or that you're too weak to be used. Father looks upon our hearts and ask him for the power at the second outpouring, that you be empowered to be part of the army. If you have the heart of Joshua, ask that you have the body of Joshua too. That's what I'm asking. So we can go forward in power and health and vigor. And work continually against the kingdom of Satan. This is going to be the biggest battle of the ages. The only way we're going to get through it is to fast, pray, read the scriptures, and to take comfort in the company of our brothers and sisters who are like-minded, like-dedicated, like-understanding, just as eager to serve as we are. I pray that each one of you has a pod like that, a covey of friends and sisters, true sisters and brothers in the Spirit. Let's take the example of Moses. Here he is. He's 120 years old. He's been leading Israel for 40 years, started when he's 80, now 120. He's arguing with Father that he is still has the vigor of when he was a young man, and he can lead. Father tells him, it's not because your body is failing you, Moses. It's because both of you, you and Aaron, broke faith with me in the presence of Israel. And you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites in at Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin. You struck the rock. You did not speak to the rock, the Evan, the father of Ben's son. You did not speak to the father's son. You did not show Israel that this was something new. It's the Father Son that is going to give them water. It is the Father Son that is a persona in everything that's happening. Remember, Yeshua said, before Abraham was, I am. John tells us he made the world, so Yeshua was certainly there, the Father's Son. But that is why now you have to climb the mountain of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, but his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. He was just as vigorous as he was when he was a young man. Pray for that vigor. I'm going to. Okay, we're the outline of what we're going to discuss is the Antichrist, very briefly, climate scam. That's several slides. We talked about that some last week. We'll talk about more of it here. Some vax injuries, terraforming, which is the destruction of the earth in order to make it a hospitable environment for aliens. Yes, that hideous concept was shared with Steve Quayle from a document evidently from or by the CIA. We live in a very demonic environment. Perversion. Just an example of perversion. I just couldn't miss this week. Talk briefly about the seat of earthly power. And they get into Ukraine, Russia. And we're probably already at war. We just don't know it. Okay. The Antichrist is going to come and convince mankind that he should be worshipped because of signs and wonders. He's going to do this and do that, and which just bedazzles human beings. So, we had friends that every signs and wonders conference that was up here, they would go to. They wanted us to go. And I said, no, thank you. I mean, you know, Mark 16, 17 to 18 says, the signs, the wonders will accompany, will follow those who believe, will follow their righteous acts. Signs and wonders follow righteousness. In my name, then it starts talking about the signs and wonders. Drive out demons, speak in tongues, pick up snakes, drink deadly poison, and be fine. They will place their hands on sick people. They will get well. But those kinds of experiences follow. Check out the Greek. Those who believe, those who live in righteousness. So it's not, you can't do signs and wonders. Satan can do signs and wonders up to a point. Signs and wonders, if somebody's telling you about signs and wonders and you know it's the Antichrist, remind them of that. Do they preach righteousness? Do they preach the law of Yehovah? Who do they say they are? And here is a picture. I hope that you can open these links that I post. The only site is Telegram. I hope that you can. I don't know what to say. I just, maybe I can try and get this picture into my program. But it is of it's a Jewish neighborhood. It's a Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Queens, and they have started putting up stickers saying Messiah is here. And it shows, of course, a very white-bearded Orthodox rabbi with the hat and the black clothing and everything, and that is supposed to be the Messiah. But anyway, that's how close he is. The powers that be are already announcing in the Orthodox. Yes, it seems that the Orthodoxy are going to be the main heralds, some. Now, many there, we need to pray for the Orthodoxy. Of course, in there is the synagogue of Satan. Yeshua told us that. They'll send you to prison. They will kill you. Okay, that group is in there. But they're not all synagogue of Satan. They're not. And their people are being used, abused, murdered, jabbed, held from the truth. Do you know that Israel didn't even start keeping data of adverse reactions until last December? We'll talk about that. I think that's Dr. Peter McCullough that says that. They're giving these never-before-used gene-altering, DNA-altering vaccines where there have been no gold standard trials. Gold standards is a double-blind placebo. You would have to keep it over 5, 6, 7, 10 years. That's the gold standard. This was done. People were jabbed. People fell out. They didn't keep track of them. And then in the end, they jabbed everybody. So there's no placebo group. There is a placebo group, and that is the people that have had none of the jabs. That's the placebo group. And this is on the 63 Drive Rego Park Station in Queens. Messiah is here. That's it. Here's Reebok with their new sneakers. What are the new sneakers? Oh, it's goat's feet. That's their new sneakers. There is a definite separation between the big toe and the rest of the foot. So it looks like you are cloven-footed. This is in preparation for when people will be hybrids, and they probably will be cloven-footed, just like the Baphomet, just like their father, Satan. Okay, here is the seat of real power, or this is the earthly power. This is a talk by Dr. Robin Cosford. She says that $81 trillion is the gross global domestic product. There are only 16 countries in the world with gross domestic product over $1 trillion. In 2018, 157 of the top 200 economic entities, so that's more than 75% of the top economic entities, are corporations, not countries. Corporations. Apple alone in 2018 had a profit of over $2 trillion, which puts it in a group of the top 8 wealthiest countries in the world. 2020, this is pharma, prior to the jab, made $1.3 trillion. Now it's much more, much more. Probably doubled that. And the power now lies with corporations who pay off the governments. Corporations are more powerful as a group than governments. That holds one barrel of oil energy equivalent. It cost 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture that one barrel of battery. So we're losing, almost 300% of the energy. To do this, we would have to increase mining by up to 4,000%. Mining is an environmental cost to the world. It leaves a toxic ores in residue, toxic liquids that they've had to use to liberate the elements from the rest of the ore. It leaves toxic dump sites. And there's simply not enough mining in the whole world to accomplish this electric battery scam, which is an energy gobbler. It gobbles up barrels of oil for very little payoff. It also takes 1.5 gallons of fossil fuel to make 1 gallon of ethanol. So ethanol is another energy scam. It's an energy gobbler, not as bad as the electric batteries and the electric cars, but it's pretty bad. I put up a talk by Colonel Fletcher Prouty. He is an amazing character. I'm going to buy some of his books. He was in the military. He is trained, I think, in geology. I kind of forget his bio. But he said that regarding the origin of the term fossil fuel, does it come from fossils? There was a scientific convention in Geneva, Switzerland in 1892. And before that time, they just needed oil for lubricants, lubricate the farm machinery. That's all they needed. But by 1890s, they're realizing that machines are coming down and they need to power the machines and they need fuel. Now, the thinking at the time was that oil was very easily obtainable. Some of it, you didn't even have to dig very far beneath the surface to find. It was plentiful, and it was about as cheap as water. Trying to sell fuel for a good price was a challenge. And of course, who was anointed in this country? Probably by the kings of the earth, even back then in the last part of the 19th century. The anointed king was Henry Rockefeller, the fuel king. So he is trying to figure out how he can get a better price for his fuel. And although Colonel Prouty does not say so, it sounds as if the scientific convention in Geneva to decide what is carbon related, therefore life related, might have been at the instigation of Rockefeller and his cronies in Europe. Anyway, they needed a gimmick to realizing the potential of oil and fuel because of the machines. They needed a way to make that very dear so people would pay more for it. It was a way to drive up the price. It was everywhere at the convention, in part, was to determine what organic substances are. Why would they want to know that? What's organic? You know, let's talk about what's organic. Well, that would be critical to know if you're Henry Rockefeller and you want them to decide what you've already figured out where you want this to go. And you say, okay, here's the agenda. Figure out what organic is. Organic, they figured out, it was basically made up of hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. That's pretty much living matter, and those are the three most dominant elements. And this is true for plants and animals. We are largely carbon creatures. Well, it just so happens that petroleum has a lot of hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. Therefore, think of this. It must have been living at one point. Therefore, it had been alive. Therefore, now what's in the ground that we have to drill for that was once alive and is now dead and in the ground? It's fossil fuel. It's all the dead animals. By the way, we have never been able to find fossils as a general rule below the 6,000 foot level. Fossils simply do not are not found under there. They're not found that deep. In the shaking of the flood, the sediment was going down before the animals started to proliferate. Oil is commonly drilled at 28 to 40,000 feet. Yeah, Russia now, they're drilling at 40,000 feet, which is, let me see, what's that? That is 12 to 24 feet, 1,000 feet below fossil level. It's not fossils. But anyway, that's beside the point. And oil now became, we get it from a fossil. It's derived from ancient living animals. And it's now fossil fuel as a result of this convention. And we might run out at any moment because all these animals, there are only so many. There's a finite number of them. So it's very dear. So you're going to have to pay more. And it's been so in the geology books for over 130 years. The video of Colonel Prouty, he talks about a lot of stuff. He's a fascinating guy. But please look up Colonel Prouty in the Biblio. Listen to minutes 15 through 23. That's only 8 minutes. And he summarizes this story. He worked for the government. Yes, he knows a lot of stuff. And it's well worth the two-hour listen, but I don't know, turn them on when you're in the car and you're driving someplace a long ways away. Okay, here's another video. This scientist is showing, it's in the Biblio, but I did not write his name down, saying the climate's no warmer than it has been since at least, the last 2,000 years, it is the lowest that carbon dioxide has been in 600,000 years. I have read before that the carbon that they found in drillings way, way, way down in Antarctica, it shows 8 times more carbon than what we have now in the atmosphere. Remember, carbon is plant food. Oxygen is our food. We breathe in oxygen, give off carbon dioxide. The plants breathe in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. So it's a symbiotic relationship. This is the way the Creator intended it. We counterbalance each other. Now they're tearing down the trees in the rainforest. The other trees, they're burning up, saying, oh, climate change. Not true. There are now, a 1992 report came out, there was a warm period, 900 AD to 1400 AD. So that is 500 years warmer than it is now. But that study did not fit the narrative. So 4 years later, a new report came out. They deleted the warm periods, making the graph until now look horizontal, and added some very concerning numbers at the end to make the hockey stick that now everybody talks about. That is contrived. There is billions of dollars into global warming. They want to scare us, control us, shut us down. They want to say the world is in crisis. Severe anti-crisis measures are needed. You and your car and your gas stove and your heating your house, you're killing the earth. So you can't use fossil fuels and we have to shut your house down. The anti-global warming message, he's complaining. He said, I have the numbers, but I can't get any traction in the mainstream media. Nobody like me can, because they simply will not publish it. And here is a video. I hope that you can open the Telegram links that I put in the Biblio. Frequently, it doesn't have any URL except that. There's a video of an uninvited drone sweeping in to spray a farmer's field, and it looks like mature corn. What are they spraying? Are they spraying Roundup, something toxic? It is going all over the field, stopping and spraying a whole bunch here and there. Very, very disturbing. And I think we'll stop there. Please stand by for the second half.
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock. Blessed be the name of my
Okay, they're
shield.
Not going to stop. UN Secretary Guterres said that we must tax the polluters. He urged the developed nations at the UN General Assembly in New York to impose extra taxes on fossil fuels. Yes, this is the culprit. People are driving their cars. They want you can't control society if it's a mobile society. In order to control it, you must prevent the mobility. You must prevent plane trips. You must prevent car rides. Then they're much easier to control. The biggest polluter in the world actually is China, but they're not coming down on China. They're coming down on the wealthy countries, the Western countries, the countries where the Christians are, the countries where people, many of the Hebrews identify. They're either grafted in or they do identify as the descendants of the northern tribes. And there are books written about this by valid researchers. That's who they want to crack down upon. There is a war on creation, and this is going to be so ugly. But Satan is going to destroy the earth. It says in Isaiah 14, when they bury Satan, this is 19:20, you, speaking of Satan, are cast out of your tomb. You're so bad, Satan, when you are reduced to just a being like they are, they're going to kick you out. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced by the sword, those who descend to the stones of the pit. Like a corpse trampled underfoot, you will not join them in burial, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people. And here is also Isaiah 14. This is verses 16 to 17. They stare at you. They ponder your fate, speaking of Satan. Is this the man who shook the earth and made the kingdoms tremble? The man who made the world a desert and overthrew its cities and would not let the captives go home. This is Jeremiah 51. I am against you, O destroying mountain, you who destroy the whole earth, declares Jehovah. And here's from Revelation 11. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, the time for judging the dead, for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your saints, and those who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. There's great sadness in our future as we see the animals, the trees, the greenery, the flowers, the crops, all of it destroyed. The earth will be made as a desert. I included a video of a terraforming with, it must be a psychopath, David Keith. He is proud of what he is doing to the air. There was a collective decision, he says on the video, to do a geoengineering program, and if I made a decision to put 1 million tons in the air, you might end up killing many tens of thousands of people a year, he says as he sits and is proud of what he's doing. We put, and this is in a interview with Colbert, and he is a psychopathic scientist. He's not a comedian. I don't know if Colbert realized, this is Stephen Colbert, realized he's talking to a psychopath. We put 50 million tons of sulfuric acid in the air per year, and it kills 1 million per year. Would it be better if we put 1% or more? That would just kill 10,000 more people. I just, as if he's talking about, you know, allowing those weeds over there to live or to die. I put in here a video of killing sport fish and making a lake in Canada toxic. The video is the guys in a canoe, and I don't know, they have people in the water. They're doing something. Are they teaching a class in scuba diving? I don't know what they're doing. I just know it opens, and this guy is very quickly paddling over to some people on the edge of the lake, you know, around the corner. And he says, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you wearing those hazmat suits? And they're guarded by two police officers. Ends up, they're pouring a toxin, Nox fish, into the Canadian lake. There is another clip where they're also, this is a report. They have released rotenone, which is a toxin, in New Brunswick, killing the salmon, in order to, quote, combat an invasive species. Well, all they have to do is go get some invasive snail, a little fish, you know, barracuda or something, and introduce it, take over, so it takes over, and then say, oh, we have to kill the invasive species, cannot swim in them, fish will not thrive in them, will not live in them, and there goes those lakes and rivers. They now want to give COVID vaccines to animals. We know that is just uploading the platform, the operating system that Moderna announced in its website at the beginning. I think it's been taken down. They have vaccines for dogs, and they're going around jabbing the zoo animals. We are warned that the next lockdown will be 10 times more severe, and it's coming in the name of a climate lockdown. You cannot do anything because it injures the climate. Now starts the real war. They've done studies. Those who have complied up until now will continue to comply. So now it starts the war for real. It's the war on the non-compliant. Brace ourselves, everybody. Brace ourselves. Pray. Fast. Read the Bible. It's going to get much worse than any of us can imagine. Perversion. New depths. It's just getting disgusting. I think all of us are just crying out to be delivered from this Marxist takeover of this once lovely, beautiful, exemplary, blessed country. And it's just disgusting. This is a male shop teacher in Canada. Well, he came back to school, and he, over the summer, he had decided he was a female. In order to display his femaleness, he dons the most outrageous, huge, perverse, obscene, ridiculous, something of a Halloween costume, a false bust line. It's just bewildering. I don't know. I mean, I hate to get too graphic, but I mean, it looks more like the udder of a cow. And the school, instead of saying, you can't come to school like that, you look like a freak. This udder hangs down to his waistline or below. One-year-old lady, sometime after the vax, being paralyzed from the chest down. she blamed the vax, was told to be quiet, says you don't, she's told you don't know this. Since the rollout of the shot, the reports of neuromyelitis. Myelitis is the unraveling of the sheath of the nerves, so they stop functioning. This is also present in autism, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, rheumatoid arthritis, shingles, lupus, diabetes, many other autoimmune conditions have either appeared or relapsed or worsened in these people who have been jabbed. Autoimmunity is a health condition where the body's immune system becomes confused and is unable to differentiate between self and non-self and attacks its own tissues. Dr. McCullough stated that the spike protein is made up of 1,273 amino acids, and the data shows that about 600 regions of this string of amino acids, at least five amino acids share many similarities with the bodies, with areas of overlapping hotspots. There are also 20 regions on this string where the spike proteins are not only the same sequences of amino acids, but also share the same shape. Well, in rebuttal, there's a Dr. Aristo Bajdani, a Turkish origin raised in Germany, says, oh, no, it's too early to tell. We don't know. We don't know this. And then he goes on to just how big a part of the MSM he is. He holds 15 patents on immune disorder, published 170 articles. He has a book. He's a CEO of a lab, chief scientific advisor for another lab. He sits on the editorial board of five scientific journals, which have all sold out, and received three major awards. So he is a part of the MSN. He comes in the face of all this, and he says, nah, it's too early to tell. This isn't valid. And remember the paper that was given up by court order. Pfizer had to release a certain amount of documents showing everything they presented to the FDA in order to gain emergency use authorization. Remember, they wanted to hide this for 75 years. It's no wonder they wanted to hide it. In there was a list. The attorneys or whoever it was went rummaging through, you know, they had to, 75,000 pages a month. Imagine going through all that. That's a lot of reading. In there is a list of known adverse reactions. So Pfizer, the pharmaceuticals knew the adverse reactions before they ever gave a shot. They knew in 2020. They knew in 2019. How did they know this? This is a list of some of the autoimmune adverse reactions they knew would come within their own paperwork that they submitted to the FDA. Autoimmune anemia, autoimmune aplastic anemia, autoimmune arthritis, autoimmune blistering disease, autoimmune colitis. All of this is autoimmune. Demyelinating disease. That means it destroys your nerves. Dermatitis. Eye disorder. Encephalopathy. It shrinks your brain. Endocrine disorder. Enteropathy. Eye disorder. Autoimmune heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. It clots. Autoimmune hepatitis. Autoimmune hyperlipidemia. Autoimmune hyperthyroidism, autoimmune inner ear disease. Anybody have this ringing in this ear, this tinnitus, drives them nuts? Autoimmune lung disease, autoimmune lymphoproliferative syndromes. Autoimmune myocarditis, myositis, nephritis, neuropathy, neutropenia, pancreatitis, pericarditis, retinopathy, thyroiditis, uveitis, and it just goes on. And that's just a brief of the under the autoimmune. They're all in alphabetical order, so all of that was autoimmune. And here, the rebuttal to this argument is, that's too early to tell. Ugh, disgusting. Dr. Henry Ely says, summarizes after the shots that cancer is exploding. He said the T cells are not working. He said the mRNA spike protein can reverse transcribe into our DNA, genetically modify our DNA within 6 hours of the shot. Please don't take these shots. If you've taken any, don't take any more. Lose your job. Even the same shape confuse the berets and the SEALs. They go into a fight, and this fight is endless against spike proteins that are being manufactured by our own genetically altered body. That is an auto. If you've gotten the shots, that's a walking. If you've gotten, maybe you've gotten the generic brand where they're not very powerful. That's what I pray for Central Oregon, that they're all the weak stuff. But this is the definition of an autoimmune disease. It's the berets fighting the SEALs, a biochemical nightmare, says Dr. Henry Ely. Here is a Pfizer developer, Dr. Ugur Sahin. Population has always been the employed group. They don't have as much disease. They live longer. They're productive. They probably eat better. They make money. They are the success stories of the population. Typically, they have better health than the average population. But now the actual real studies are showing that is no longer the case. They are actually sicker than the general population because they've had to take the shots in order to keep their jobs. That is so sad. They say that women are suffering a 30% increase in the rate of disability, men a 19% increase in the rate of disability. Just disgusting. All right, here we get on to NATO. We learn that the U.S. is giving detailed reconnaissance information, locations of troops, staging areas, type of weaponry, the amount of weaponry, detailed coordinates of where the troops are, where the weaponry is. On the NATO server, there is a Ukrainian kill list. The Ukrainian kill list are Ukrainians who favor Russia over the West, over going with NATO. Now, both of those, that is an active intervention in the war. What they're doing now, what NATO is doing now, is it is making it unable for the United States to stay out of this war. Medvedev last week said, that everything will be on fire around them. Their people will harvest their grief in full. The land will be on fire and the concrete will melt. So this is pretty much a description of a nuclear attack. Russia has announced the mobilization of 300,000 men 18 to 65. It is debated, though. It is offered that in Putin's order for mobilization, the max set on Putin that he could call up was 1 million. So evidently, they do not, they plan this to get bigger. Because that order, I read that, can't find it now. There is a link, though, to a Russia Today article where it cites this. It's been taken down. September 16, Putin said they, NATO, U.S., turned the Ukrainian people into cannon fodder and pushed them into a war with us, which they unleashed back in 2014. That was the takeover by a NATO positive leader and kicked out the rightful. That was really a coup on Ukraine by the West. They used the army against civilians and organized genocide. And he said in the end, I'm not bluffing. I'm going to come against you people. As soon as this mobilization was announced, people flew to the borders, especially Finland, where they could enter the EU. The flight tickets have went up exponentially, some say up to 30 times higher, but now they've shut down the Moscow airport. And they have, if they can't get out of Finland, there's a video here. I hope you can pull it up. There is, I think it's a 32-kilometer long lineup at the Finnish border trying to get out. And with a link to the reference that it could be up to 1 million men. The U.S. response per Blinken. There are many videos online of troops bidding farewell to loved ones in Russia. Something is happening in China. There is evidently, as of today, an 80-kilometer long convoy of people, Liberation Army units headed toward Beijing. The railroad has been closed down. Beijing airport has been closed down. International flights and domestic. Something is happening. There are rumors of a coup against Xi Jinping and that he may be under house arrest. These are rumors, but reports are coming in that the powers that be, former President Hu Jintao and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao thought that Xi Jinping was too soft. Remember, representatives of this country are over there right now talking about how they can mitigate Taiwan and not get into a fisticuffs over that one. But if the Chinese rumors are true, there's going to be a war over Taiwan soon. If it is the hard line taking over China. We're headed for war if we're not in it already. Henry Groover saw it. Jeremiah and John in Revelation wrote about it. What Henry Groover saw was first the wires of communication fell to the ground. Nobody can communicate. The soldiers cannot communicate. The camps of soldiers here cannot communicate. The submarines cannot communicate. Remember, they cannot shoot their weapons unless they get the okay from headquarters. It talks about a nation that sits on many waters, rich, trades on the high seas, has been the hammer of the earth. This is Jeremiah 50:51. That is this country. It's present in end times, hence it's in Revelation, saying an army from the north comes. If you would like to fast, there's a group that fasts every Tuesday. I send out a little notice if you'd like to join this fasting group. Fasting for the strength, the power, and any blessing to get us through this final time of this earth. But please let me know, Bonnie Lynn Harvey at gmail.com. The feasts are upcoming. I pray for blessings over everyone that welcomes the return of Yeshua. And I just remembered, in the bibliography, there is a video of somebody, it is on the interview of Sihon. I put it in here because that's the only place I could find that interview. You know, where he says, "Yeah, it's triple dose, and no, I'm not getting it. I'm not allowed to according to law." The maker of that video closes it with a very, very rude person that is just so rude. You know, he's being asked, "What do you have to say about those who have gotten the jab?" And he just sits there, baying like a sheep and just saying, just so smug and so rude. I do not agree with that. So if you see anything rude or untoward in any of these videos, I'm sorry, but there's something in there. I can't pick and choose. I can't cut up the video and put it in here. I have to put the whole footnote in, but I don't agree with it. We should pray pray, pray, have mercy on those that were duped or pressured into the vax. They thought they were doing the right thing. Be blessed. Next week is Yom Kippur. I shall see you next week.